The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gianni DiGiovanni. Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games. This week, Ubisoft is way too late to the party and launches an NFT game. Ew. Nintendo Music is a new way to listen to your favorite soundtracks, and the studio behind Sony flop Concord is closed and the game is done. Here is the news for Sunday, 3rd of November. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
In one of the wildest cases of being late to the party the industry has ever seen, Ubisoft has just launched its first NFT game. That's right, in November 2024, an NFT game has been released by one of the biggest names in the business. And I know what you're thinking, hey, this is dumb, but hey, at least it'll have a completely normal name. Wrong! Champions Tactics Grimoire Chronicles is a tactical RPG that's built around collecting and battling NFT versions of fantasy figurines. You upgrade your figurines, sell them for real-life money, and Ubisoft's own blockchain marketplace. And honestly, I feel like I've gone back in time. If you're wondering why you haven't heard about Champions Tactics Grimoire Chronicles up until now, it's because Ubisoft is clearly embarrassed about it and released it incredibly quietly. And they should too, as the marketplace for these digital figurines has already lost the plot, with the most expensive NFT currently on the market having an asking price of $63,000. What an incredible waste of time, money, and resources. Nintendo has launched its own music streaming app, Nintendo Music for iOS and Android. It's a bit like Spotify, with themed playlists and multiple different versions. And in a clever move by Nintendo, you can actually play an infinite version of the Wii Shop channel theme, which is very nice. You need to be a paying subscriber for Nintendo Switch Online to get in. No offline downloads, it seems, and you'll have to be connected to the internet to give this one a go. Part of me is suspicious about this move, so, you know, Nintendo's lawyers can start going after the myriad of YouTube channels hosting soundtracks. Well, not part of me, all of me. This is certainly why they've done this. For a chill company in so many respects, Nintendo really loves to sue people. Well, it didn't take long. Sony has confirmed that Firewalk Studios, the maker of Concord, are fully done and the game won't be coming back. Firewalk was purchased by Sony after early impressions for their hero shooter showed a lot of promise, but it landed with an incredible silence. Less than 2 weeks after launch, it was pulled from sales. Reporting suggests that the game cost around $200 million to make, and so it's shocking to me that no one was able to work out where this FPS sat in a busy world of hero shooters. It's sad to hear that it's all over for the developers at Firewalk. Concord will go down as one of those moments in the gaming industry where everyone is just left wondering, why? Fortnite will streamline the way it handles its battle passes in the new season after it became pretty bloody complicated. Here's how it used to work. There are three passes, one for Battle Royale, one for LEGO Fortnite, one for Fortnite Festival. They each had their own currency, and that currency was used to upgrade and spend and get whatever you needed. For the next season, it's just XP. That's all you'll need to progress through each of the different passes, and hopefully that means they'll give out stacks more of it because it's shared across three different tracks. In other Fortnite news, Epic rolled back the Nostalgia Wheel to Chapter 2 Remix, which will recreate some of the best moments from the era which ran between 2019 and 2021. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week. Nostalgia meets modern gameplay in Metal Slug Tactics, a new turn-based tactical game in the classic Metal Slug styling. That's out on PC, Switch, PlayStation, and Xbox on the 5th. For all you construction sim and elaborate mass murder fans, Planet Coaster 2 is here with improved mechanics and water park building. Added to the mix, the death parks are about to get even weirder when it comes to PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X this Wednesday. One of the most interesting looking games of the year is Empire of Ants, out on Thursday. Command an army of ants, attack enemy nests, expand your empire in this photorealistic RTS. It's on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on the 7th. Also out on the 7th is a brand new Mario & Luigi game, Mario & Luigi Brothership. It's the first fully 3D entry in the Mario & Luigi series, but features the same gameplay, combat that you'll be familiar with. That's out on Thursday. And finally on the 8th, we have a new survival horror IP, Slitterhead. Hong Kong's Kowloon Walled City is being overrun by terrifying insect-like monsters, and it's your job to stop them. Find that on PlayStation, on PC, and Xbox this Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Gianni Di Giovanni. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, check us out on Blue Sky. Check us out on Threads. Check us out on Mastodon. We've been posting there for yonks. It's a really good place to find us if you find Twitter to be basically unbearable at the moment. We'd love to see you there. You just need to search for Sifter HQ on all those platforms, Blue Sky, Threads, and Mastodon, and you'll find us there. That's Sifter HQ. We'd love to chat to you there, see what we're working on, and share the stuff that we're doing. Sifter is produced by Carl Puletto, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. This episode is edited by me, basically. Mitch Lowe usually edits our videos, but he's away this week. I'm the executive producer, Gianni Giovanni, and I also edit the script for Walkthrough and host the show, I guess. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts. We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then. Hey there, Gianni here. On the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast, I sit down with the developers of Civilization 7, who are recently out in Australia, and ask what it takes to build on this legendary series without losing what players know and love.
This Civ is a really big change to a lot of the formula, so at the same time, it still feels very much like a Civ game, and I think that it's one of those things where it's sort of, as you get into 7, if you think you don't like something when you read about it, I'd say give it a chance. And if you play it and you think you immediately understand it, give it a chance. Because there's some, you know, we like to talk about how some of the stuff is going to be more impactful than it may seem at first. So I just say stick with it and give it a few more turns.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.